I get hungry.
Right.
I get cold. Yes. I get hot. I'm standing here.
Right.
You're not.
Right.
When I wake up in the morning, this is the face I see.
Yes.
It is impermanent. Yes. It is changing.
Yes.
No doubt. I see that.
Yes.
It makes me unhappy.
Yes.
I get that. I see the suffering in this core belief.
Yes.
And the teaching that I am not my body is not just yours. No. It's the Buddha's. The shamans knew this.
Yes.
Wiccans know this. Pagans know this.
Okay.
Everybody but me seems to know this.
Okay. Well, let's look at this from two angles, okay? Number one is just look at it from the bare question of what is it that I am? So you can look at every part of the body. Because, see, if you're going to look within, if you're going to have any kind of inquiry, meditative inquiry, you have to, as this is something I always say, and it's very important, you have to accept what seems to be so first. I seem to be this body. Yeah, or, you know, when you're in thought, I seem to be thought. I seem to be this feeling. I seem to be this body. That's what it seems to be. Okay, seems that way. Mm-hmm. Now let me look. Now let me find my... The body's here. So you see, you're not denying the body in any way.
No, and all my experiences right. come in through these sense doors.
Yes, yes. Okay, that's all true. Okay? So let's look for where you are in it. So we want to find what you are. The body's here. We'll accept that. It has great senses, and it's a way that existence senses itself. All of that. Beautiful. All of that's there. It can think, and it can feel, and it can sense, and it can do all sorts of cool things. So there is a body. Let us look for the self in the body.
Well, see, and I don't find a self in the body, and I've never believed in a self in the body. And when I look, I see the peace, I see the tranquility, I see the chaos of mind and emotion.
Yes.
And then I get back to, yeah, that's because this is Dana. Mm. And
it
Dana
is
gets hit by a bus, Dana's dead.
This is Dana, and if this gets hit by a bus, this is Dana. It just so happens that you're not. Or let us put it this way. You're not only Dana.
Okay.
Okay? That may make it a little bit easier. Because remember, all spiritual teachings, they're like medicines for a given disease. Dis-ease. Mm-hmm. So when we have a particular dis-ease, one of the medicines that can be given is you're not your body. You're not your body isn't the truth. That's not the truth. It's not true that you're not your body. That's not the truth. The medicine is never the truth, no matter how good the medicine is, right? So that's the teaching is a medicine given to cure a certain state of dis-ease in you. So you're not your body. It's a medicine. It's a teaching given.
Right.
It's not itself the cure any more than antibiotics are good health.
Right, because I hear that,
might get
but
you to
I'm
good
not
health.
Feeling that. I'm not seeing that.
Right, okay. So let's just call Dana, okay? Dana,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Dana's standing here, talking to me, mm-hmm. all of that, okay? So what is it in this present moment, what is it that's peering through Dana's eyes?
Awareness.
Okay. So awareness is what's peering through Dana. Mm-hmm. Is it awareness is what hears through Dana?
Awareness is aware that I'm hearing, yes.
Good, good. Put it in your own words. Fantastic. Is awareness aware through Dana of what everything Dana feels, the sensations, feelings, heartbeat,
yes.
whether Dana's having a good day or a bad day?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So all this is happening. And awareness is taking all this in, including Dana, in her full Dana-ness.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So so there's Dana. Dana is like the costume that awareness wears and functions through.
Yes, and that's how I feel.
Yeah?
Like awareness is
yeah.
inside, I feel like I'm the owner of awareness and I'm the owner of mind and emotions. I don't feel like I am awareness or I am emotions or I am mind.
That's the trick. That's the trick. And by the way, the statement, I am awareness, remember, that's another medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's also a medicine. If you just take it as like the only truth, then you kind of, that doesn't do it either. So it's to live with the curiosity. It seems like I'm this body.